This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jobs day tomorrow, by the way. The October jobs report gets released 8:30 a.m. Washington time. From Microsoft World Headquarters in Redmond, Washington State, today came something of a seismic shift. The world's biggest software company announced what amounts to a giveaway. You are now going to be able to create and edit Office documents, Word and PowerPoint and all the rest, on your phone or on your tablet. And for nothing. Microsoft has resisted giving stuff away for years now, but tech industry trends did kind of force its hand. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Microsoft is jumping on the freemium bandwagon, adopting a strategy companies like LinkedIn have been using for ages, giving stuff away for free to get more users, then charging a premium for extras. Jeff Howe heads the Media Innovation Program at Northeastern University.
There's a recognition that, like, better to get everyone in the tent and then later you can figure out how to make money off of them.
In the past, you had to subscribe to Office 365 if you wanted to do anything other than read your documents on your mobile device. Now the free Microsoft app will allow you to change Office documents on your iPhone or iPad or write new ones. The version for Android tablets will be available early next year. If you want to get fancy with, say, advanced editing, then you have to pay. Why is Microsoft doing this?
Well, you know, the world has changed.
Michael Atala is director of product management at Microsoft.
People expect to be able to use their favorite apps on their favorite device wherever they are, and we're enabling that.
Another big reason for this enabling? Competition from Google Docs and other free software for document writing. Microsoft had to find a way to hang on to Office users, says Frank Gillette, industry analyst at Forrester Research.
This will help Microsoft maintain its customer relationships and reduce the likelihood that existing customers will try to move to Google Docs.
At least that's what Microsoft hopes. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.